This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to all our listeners today. This is Terry, and I am here by myself today. Calvin is on a bit of a sabbatical. He's just not able to be here today, but this is Couples of Destiny, and welcome this afternoon to the show. And we have something great in store for you, because where love is strengthened, faith is deepened, and marriages are equipped to walk in purpose. So together, we are doing this with you from this 7 to 9 a.m. platform. And do share this broadcast, invite some friends, and jump online and come and share and join with me, connect on this conversation, because today we are talking about when God is on the throne, is also God in the home. So I'm looking forward to engaging with you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and having the conversation with you. So did you know that today is also a day, on this day, 2020, that the WHO, the World Health Organization, officially declared the COVID-19 pandemic? Isn't it amazing that so many years have gone by, and I think some of us have forgotten about it? And yes, we choose to forget about it because it wasn't great for some, but for others, it was just amazing and remarkable, because many good things came out of it, you know. So we trust God that you're also navigating through what is in God has in store for you since that time that we were all down in lockdown, and now we are free to be who we want to be and do what God has called us to do. So God must reign in our home and in our marriages. We're going to listen to Natalie Lane singing All Joy, and I look forward to having this conversation with you. All right?
Walk quite a few miles with you now, and you've never walked away. Been through a few trials, and somehow I bent but did not break. You never fail me, and you never will. It's true, might sound crazy, but I say it still. I count it all joy.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you my heart and peace.
The spiritual pulse of the Cape, wherever you are. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. From the Word to your heart.
Welcome, and this is just about, it's 7 minutes just after 12, and I'm saying good afternoon to those you've just tuned in. We're talking about couples today, the thing that God is on the throne, even in the home. You know, we know when God reigns, there's just peace. Peace reigns. Everything happens when God is in control. Wisdom reigns. You know, love becomes stronger than pride, because this is the key thing when we allow God to rule and reign in our house. Now, couples who remember that God is on the throne, they don't allow storms, people, life, challenge destroy them. They let storms develop them. So here's the thing, you know, here's a survival strategy for families who feel like they are drowning in modern day chaos. I don't know about you, but it's March and it still feels like we're just starting out in the mid-November, preparing for December. It just seems that there's such busyness going on, you know. It's just, when are we going to have time to settle, or when are we going to have time to just rest and do the things that we normally do? I don't know about you, but a lot of things have changed. But I want to unpack this for you today, you know, just going a little bit deeper, because in a practical way, but also filled with faith today, because without faith, we cannot please God. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, right? So while God is on this throne, even at home, I'm so blessed to see my brother Ricardo. Come on now, you better come home over the waters. He's saying greetings and shout out to Couples of Destiny listeners from Ricardo, our colleague out there enjoying the weather out in Thailand. So here's a reminder. So before you go, many people, I want to just help somebody here today, okay? Because the first church that there is the church you have in your home. You are the church. Your church starts at home. So before you try to run a choir or usher in the board, or make sure that Jesus is king in your kitchen. So here's a reminder to husbands and wives that every argument, every financial struggle, every illness is an opportunity to prove who's really in charge. And this is the thing. Who's in charge of our arguments? Everything. We have to look at this as an opportunity to see who's really in charge. Not allow fear, stress, or our ego, but allow God, who sits on the throne, to be God and God alone in our home. So I want to tell you a little story about a couple that I heard about. You know, they were married for many years, and they went through a very season like some of you might be going through right now in their lives, where everything just felt tense. You know, small conversations became big arguments. I'm sure some of you can agree with me, and probably in that place, we know about that. And then one evening, the wife simply said, "We love God. But somewhere along the way, we stopped inviting Him into our marriage." And so they started a simple habit. They took hands at night and prayed together just for a few minutes, not even a long, drawn-out prayer. They just started holding hands, prayed for 2 minutes, and they were just being honest in their prayer with one another. And within weeks, something shifted. The issues didn't disappear overnight, but the one of that changed is their relationship. They started drawing closer to God and closer to each other, because when God is welcomed into your relationship, His presence softens hearts. Now, we know that when we're in the presence of God and we worship Him every day, and mostly on a Sunday in corporate worship, I don't know, you know, guys, I'm born again for over 35 years and I still weep in the presence of God. That tangible presence of the Lord, whether I'm laughing or crying and dancing or weeping, His presence changes us. You know, when we yield to Holy Spirit, He changes us. So I'm speaking to couples here today. When God is king in the relationships, don't try to fix your relationship by going to ask for advice from this one and that one, or books, or try every communication strategy. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But what I want to encourage you with is that the deepest transformation happens when God takes his rightful place as king of the relationship. Now, when we say, that's my king, he is king of my relationship, we need to first go to him for everything. Because that's what king's kingdom is about. We don't usurp authority from our spouse or from our people above you in your workplace. You cannot usurp authority because it doesn't work that way. I don't know whether you've gone through a season in your home where it felt like God was silent. You know, there was another couple that shared a story in their home, because when things were so tense, their conversations, it just became short frustrations. Frustrations were high. Their whole sentiment was just on a high all the time. And one night in the middle of the night, a very difficult moment, they paused and prayed a simple prayer. And they said, Lord, reign in this home again. So sometimes when it seems like chaos all around you or in your home, just surrender to that one line and yield to that and say, Lord, reign in this home again. Nothing dramatic happened instantly, but something began to shift for them. The tone of their conversation softened, patience returned, wisdom began to guide their decisions, and they realized something very powerful. That God was never absent. He was waiting to be invited. Now, you may feel like God is absent in your situation right now, but he's waiting on you to invite him in and say, Lord, can you reign in this situation? Can you reign in my home? So in your relationship, or if your home or relationship feels strained right now, this message is for you. If you've just tuned into Radio 7 to 9 a.m., or if you've just landed on this Facebook broadcast, this moment is for you. This word is for you. God is still on the throne, even at home. And we want to talk about inviting God into our relationship, restoring peace in our home, and allowing his presence to shift atmospheres. When we allow him to shift, he does it in the way that he wants it, you know, because our key principle today is that there are three characteristics that has to come forth in this time for you. Wherever you are, you may want to apply this in your life, because when God becomes center and not the ego, the question changes from who is right to what honors God. Come on. So when we look at this in another way, the other characteristic is grace. Grace becomes stronger than offense. And Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So when we look at this, God becoming the center, not the ego, grace becoming stronger than offense, and the third characteristic is love that becomes intentional. This love is not just an emotion. It is a daily choice. 1 Corinthians 13 reminds us that love is patient, kind, and does not keep record of wrongs. So that kind of love is produced by the Spirit of God. It cannot come from man, only God. I always say that if you're waiting for a man, or if you're waiting for a woman, make sure that they love God, that they know God first, that they love him. Because if they can love God 100%, they can love you the way that you ought to be loved and also be reciprocated, right? So in the next segment, we will talk about how we can practically actually invite God to reign over our relationships every day. Because when God leads the relationship, peace follows. 1 Corinthians 13 reminds us that love is patient kind and keeps no records of wrong. So let us listen to a song and we'll come back and talk and dive a little bit deeper. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you, my friend. She says blessings to Cape Pulpit. We appreciate that, Junaid. And really just thank you for being online with us and enjoying the broadcast. So let us know your thoughts about God in... Well, welcome. If you've just tuned in, we're speaking today on Couples of Destiny, and this is Terry Hannu, your host, and we're speaking about God is on the throne, even at home. And, you know, when we speak about inviting God into the relationship, let's just get into that part there, because many couples, they love God personally, right? We all have our personal relationship with Him, but sometimes they never intentionally invite Him into the relationship itself. You might say, oh, I have a relationship with God, or your partner might have one, but inviting Him in is a different thing. You know, the strongest relationships are the ones where couples say, Lord, lead us. Holy Spirit, guide us. You know, so when the couples come and they pray together, one of the most powerful habits couples can build is just simple like this, because when we pray together, Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 20, He said, where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. So two or three, that's just you and your spouse. It can start right there, because when we start in that place, we're not just meeting physically, we are aligning our hearts with God, you know. So His values, His spirit, His truth becomes the very center at that moment when we keep our eyes on Him, putting Him first, knowing without a doubt that He is God in the home. So when people gather in His name, they are not just meeting like that. They are meeting in the power because of these values. And where Christ is welcomed, His presence begins to shift intentionally and spiritually. When He is in the center, we know arguments soften. We don't want to argue. We don't want to shout or yell at one another. And prayer humbles the heart. So this is why prayer is so vital in this time, in this hour, in this season of your life, where things are happening around the world. We hear of calamities, catastrophes, but we need to stay focused on the one who calls us His own. And let Him be the one that we run to. Because prayer reorders the spiritual environment. When a couple or a family pause to pray, something shifts. Family, something shifts. And you'll experience this for yourself. It shifts internally and spiritually. So when we learn to turn toward God, this is also an opportunity where pride will lose its grip. So many times pride will keep us away from prayer. And this is where you need to press in. Instead of trying to prove a point, the heart begins to ask, Lord, help me respond with grace. Sometimes we fight and we argue and we go around and around the same old argument, the same topic, the same thing. You just don't find that you're going anywhere. And this is where God wants us to call on Him and ask Him to help you respond with grace. So when people turn toward God, emotions settle, because prayer in that moment slows everything down. You don't feel so rushed and overwhelmed. I mean, there are so many nuggets we've given in the past, so many beautiful topics we've shared. But I feel like this is the time when we need to come and speak life. We need to pray fervent, the effective fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You heard on Philippine show earlier, the prayer calls that have been coming in and the testimonies that we hear. And I know that there'll be testimonies coming out of this year for couples today, because the tension that fuels conflict begins to calm, because people move from defending themselves to seeking God together. You don't have to defend yourself. You know, whenever there's an argument or someone falsely accuses me or anything goes on, I am at peace with everything because I know I can hold my head up high because Jesus is my advocate. He fights for us. We need not fight anything when we know that we haven't done anything wrong and we're honorable and walk with integrity. We didn't murmur or complain or mistreat people. You have nothing to be worried about or ashamed about. You know, you can walk around and hold your head up high because prayer humbles us. You know, scripture reminds us in James 1:5, it says that if anyone lacks wisdom, they can ask God. God gives generously. And this is where unity begins to grow. You know, take your partner's hand and say, let's go and ask the Lord. I may not have the answer for you right now, but I know who does because He is God at home. So prayer shifts the focus from me versus you to say us seeking God together. Not you pray or I will pray. It's let's us pray together. Let's us go to the Lord. I love it in the beginning when the Lord said, let's us make man in our image. Let's us speak the world into existence, right? So I praise God for that there, Evangelist Janae. Thank you for praising God with me in this time because when prayer shifts our focus in that way, change alone transforms the tone of a home. So over time, as you practice this, you're building a spiritual culture within your household. And building the spiritual culture is where you display your prayer life, your faith in God, your trust in Him, and that your children can also glean from this. And people see Christ in you. They see how authenticity works. They see how faith works. They see what prayer does because the home becomes a place where God is consulted. God is not just a cliche. It's not just a word or a picture on the wall or an affirmation in the morning or a scripture reading for the day. God is in the house. He's consulted. That's where peace is pursued. Forgiveness flows more quickly because decisions are made with wisdom. You know, we were speaking about how to hear the voice of God. When you need to make these kind of decisions, make sure that you know that you're spending time in God's Word so that you can hear His voice. And His voice is beautiful, soft and gentle. He speaks to the inner man, and also He speaks through His Word, right? So when Jesus said that He would be present where people gather in His name, He was revealing a beautiful truth to us. Because His presence simply changes the environment. I always encourage my family, my children, the church family, allow Holy Spirit to permeate the atmosphere in your home. And how do we do that? We play songs of worship and we sing praises to the Lord. We honor Him in everything that we do. We delight ourselves in the Lord. And the Word says, when you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. So when you want all of these things, nothing and no one can do it for you like Jesus. I always say to people, I could have run to psychologists and counselors and you name it. All of them are good. But no one did it for me like Jesus. No one could heal me, redeem me, restore me, and make me whole again like Jesus. There's none other like Him. So when He reveals His truth like this, He says, I want to be present because he wants to change the environment. And when His presence is welcomed into a home, that home becomes a place where love is strengthened, where peace is restored, and relationships are guided by His wisdom. My friends, listeners, colleagues, whoever you are listening out there today, you might just have joined this broadcast. But this is for you today because God wants to shift something in your life. It's not just you that are serving the Lord and saying, oh, I'm born again. I'm not worried about my spouse or my children. God wants it to be an us, not just me or you. He wants us to seek Him together. So allow Him to guide your relationship with the wisdom that comes from God and not from the world. while Jesus is on the throne, I know that Holy Spirit will never leave us alone. So couples, while you're listening out there, whether you are single or you're married or waiting on a relationship to mature, allow God to be the center. Let him be God on the throne and also in your home. We're going to listen to C.C. Winans, and we're going to come back with another powerful session that you can glean on and also just take for yourself and make notes, because I want to release a word over somebody here today. God wants to encourage and uplift and build and bring life into some dry, dead situations where you feel like the storm is just raging. It's not stopping today. It is going to stop in the mighty name of Jesus. C.C. Winans is singing, "Come, Jesus, come." Yeah. And that was, when I looked at them, I thought, wow, they've changed, like a total transformation happened in their lives, because they were always arguing and fighting with each other, because relationships change. You know, when the goal becomes the alignment with God instead of victory over each other. So this might be for someone listening here today. I know it is for you, where you always wanted to win the conversation. Just surrender and allow God to come in and fight the fight for you, you know. Just allow him, because when we invite God in our decisions together, you can write a prayer together, declaring that your marriage belongs to God and that he remains the head of the home. Like people in business would say, God is my CEO. Let God reign in your business. Let him reign in your personal life. And let him reign in your marriage. Then he reigns in your home. And firstly, reign. Let God reign in your life. If you know him as Lord and Savior, if you know that he redeemed you, that he saved you, that he called you out of darkness and into light, that you're not living in the past, you don't want to become a salt pillar like Lot's wife. You want to be the salt and the light of the world. You don't want to be living in a place of dissipation. You want to be free to declare the goodness of the Lord and to celebrate his life, and to also allow this fruit of the Spirit of God, all the fruit, to just be more evident in your life, so that you can emanate the goodness and the glory of the Lord. Wear it on your countenance, wear it like a seal on our arm. You know, that is who Jesus is to us. And when we come together in a prayer like that, a reminder for couples and families today, that faith isn't proved when life is easy, but when storms hit and you choose to stand together under the authority of God and not in your own strength. Don't try and fix things the way you think it ought to be fixed. Heaven never panics, because God is still on the throne. Just remember that. Heaven never panics. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act." So this verse echoes the same principle. When we entrust our plans to God, he moves on our behalf. So when we say, "God, can you do this?" he will do it better than what you and I can. We might sweat at our brow and do it all the wrong way around, but we get to the solution at the end of the day. But God has it, does it in such a beautiful way that we cannot comprehend or understand his ways, because he says his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. Jeremiah 17 verse 7 and 8 says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water." So when we trust God, he creates stability even in difficult seasons. You'll be like a tree planted in the water, by the water. So when all things looks dry, remember Jeremiah 17. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Not trusting in what another person is going to do for you, or trusting in your own righteousness, but trusting in his will. And another scripture I want to bless you with is in Isaiah 26, verse 3 to 4. One of my favorite ones. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And my prayer for you today is, dear listener, that you would trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself, he is the rock of eternity. He's the rock eternal. He is steadfast. He never shakes. He never moves. He is the one that we can turn to. Because this kind of trust leads us to peace and security. I don't know about you. How many of you want peace and security in your life? How many of you will say, Lord, I want to let God be God in my home? I know he reigns and he sits on the throne, but God be God in my home. And this may be for a couple year today, because this month we're celebrating the International Women's Month. And I know it was International Women's Day on Sunday. But the thing about the woman is, men, help yourself to understand these principles of the Lord. The Bible clearly says, and we know this, we see this every day, it's a woman that carries life. She carries vision. She carries legacy with her. She's a life giver, a nurturer. She's a strategist. These are the kind of things that men are as well. But at this point in time, we want to lift up the woman. We want to lift up the ones who are feeling down and oppressed and suppressed and depressed. God wants to lift you out of that place. Some of you might just be joyful and glad, and that is okay, because you're a leader, you're a strategist, you're an innovator, a protector, and a change maker, and that is who you are. So all across our communities, we see women rising with courage and resilience, and many of them are building businesses from nothing. And this is where the men come in. They are the ones who will raise families through seasons of hardships and breaking cycles that once held generations captive. Women have the tenacity, that power, that zeal to just break through certain things in life. These are the kind of women, the Proverb 31 woman, you know. They are the ones that are stepping into spaces that once tried to shut the door on them. These are the kind of women that stand with grace and strength. No matter, they look at situations and say, no matter what they try and do to me, God is God in my home. He reigns in my home, and I know who I am. So, woman, behind many of these strong faces, men, when you look at them, many of them have these strong faces, but there are battles that are still being fought quietly, often in silence. And when I look at these women, my heart leapt, and I saw how some women need to step out, and it reminded me of the day back when COVID was around. You know, I said today was the day that the WHO announced the pandemic, and 6 years later, we are still looking at people who are still feeling trapped in that depressed situation. Some of them have never shifted. Some of them have never come out of their homes. They didn't start to live. But I want to speak to those dry bones today. God, in Ezekiel 37, he said, Ezekiel, what do you see? And he says, I see a valley of bones. And he says, well, what are you going to do about it? And the Lord said, Ezekiel said to the Lord, Lord, you alone know. And God told him, speak life, prophesy to these bones. Because when God's word meets God's spirit, resurrection begins. And sometimes the miracle begins with a sound before it becomes a structure. I speak to the marriage today that may have dried up. You need a sound to come into your marriage. You need that miracle, that sound that will become a structure where God will reign in your life, in your home, in your workplace, in your ministry, and in your family. And I want to speak, because God doesn't always ask us to explain the valley. He asks us to prophesy to the valley. You know, my friends, listeners out there, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives within you and I. Can these bones live? Heaven is waiting for someone who will answer and say, yes, Lord, these bones can live. And allow the Spirit of the Lord to blow over you today. Just open up your mouth and breathe in the breath of God today. You are the glory of the Lord. You are high and lifted up. Jesus is high and lifted up, and he's looking at you today to bring you out of that place where you've been to. When he is king, when he is Lord of all, then everything else falls away. So this thing that the heavens are speaking today, that God is saying to those of you, as Ezekiel had to prophesy to those bones in real life, we are bringing true life back into what was rebuilt. God is saying that this marriage is not just surviving, it's going to be loving again. That business that you have is not just operating, it has purpose again. And I prophesy this into your ministry. It's not just functioning, it's carrying and also carrying and bringing forth the presence of God again. You, a person, you may have been down and disappointed and discouraged. God is saying that you're not just living, that you're alive in the spirit again. So God doesn't only want us to resemble the bones of your life. He wants to breathe breath. He wants to breathe his spirit into it so it can truly live. Because structure without spirit is just survival. And I close with this prayer today, that if your relation feels strange, remember that God is not distant from your relationship. The God who created relationships also knows how to restore them. Father, we thank you that you reign over our lives and over our relationships. Lord, we invite you to be the center of every marriage and every family listening today. Where there is tension, bring peace. Where there is hurt, bring healing. Where there is confusion, bring wisdom. Let every relationship become a three-strand cord that cannot easily be broken, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, goodbye, everyone. And I look forward to being with you next week with my husband, Calvin. And we have an amazing couple that's going to come and join us next week. So tune in at 12 next week, and we're going to get ready for the...
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.